This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
All right, Kevin, so we saw this in What's Wrong Wednesday a few moments ago, and that was somebody saying, hey, we still have Jason Garrett as the head coach. And I told you last night, you're stuck with him. Sorry. You're going to be stuck with Jason Garrett. Jerry Jones is averse to making a coaching change. He feels like it's about the foundation. They've built that foundation. They're going to change everything else until they get the right mix, as long as Jason Garrett's the head coach.
Even through next year and beyond.
And I would bet, here's another thing. He doesn't want to have to pay that contract to Jason Garrett if he's not coaching the team. So why would he say, hey, you have one more year left on your contract, I'm going to go ahead and pay you that money even though you're not coaching? He's going to continue. He's going to say, fulfill the contract. You're stuck until then. And then beyond that, I just don't know if I trust Jerry Jones to go out and Stephen Jones to go out and find us the coach that's going to be the guy that changes the culture, changes what we have here. Because in my history, I'm looking back at him pushing out Jimmy Johnson and then bringing in inept coach after inept coach beyond that until he got Bill Parcells. And Bill Parcells was past his prime whenever he finally got him. So it's just, I don't see him being able to find the guy.
Well, the betting public does not agree with you, because Jason Garrett is now listed as the number one coach most likely to get fired. Who do you think, just real quick before we get to the ins and outs of that, are like the rest of the top five?
The rest of the top five?
Jay Gruden?
Nope.
Really?
Marvin Lewis.
They're in first place.
Okay. At some good, point, too. He's got to go, though, right?
Yeah.
Anthony Lynn?
Nope.
Bill O'Brien.
Vance Joseph.
And Vance Joseph are third and fourth.
Okay. Jay Gruden's not on there?
Nope.
Wow. Bill O'Brien is.
Pat Shurmur?
Nope.
Nah, Pat Shurmur can't be.
Even though the team is surging at, I believe, 2-2-1, the Hugh Jackson is now only the fifth most likely coach to get fired. So you've got 3, 4, 5, and I told you 1. Who's number 2?
Mike Tomlin.
No.
Okay. All right. I guess every head coach that I could possibly think of.
Right.
Am I going to get this right? Dan Quinn on the list?
They don't have a losing record.
Okay, so it's not Dan Quinn. They don't have a losing record? And it's not Dan Quinn?
It's not.
How are the Dolphins doing? Is it?
No, the Adam Dolphins Gase? Have been playing well.
Yeah, they have the one of the top defenses in the league right now. Ridiculously. This is weird.
Do you want me to just tell you?
No.
Dirk Cutter.
Yes.
Dirk Cutter
is second most likely. So it goes Garrett, Cutter, O'Brien, Joseph, and Hugh Jackson. And so I found this fascinating. So Jason Garrett is listed as the betting favorite to be the first to get fired. Do you think... I know you said he won't, but do you think he should get fired? And then we led into that really interesting question, or that our discussion off air about Sean Payton.
I've already told you I'm out on Jason Garrett at this point. I've done everything I can to try and say, hey, let's get all the right support systems for him. They've done it. They tried it. At the end of the day, this is Jason Garrett's offensive line or offense, right? Like, this is his offense that he wants to run. As much as it is Linehan, it's the same. They're working together on this, and he said, I want you to run this way. You got to run these plays, run this thing. And Linehan's pretty much said that. He's tried to be creative within the scheme, but the philosophy for what Jason Garrett wants is there. And also, at the end of the day, the philosophy for what this organization is Jerry Jones' philosophy. So everything that the philosophy stands for right now, which has failed for the last how many years now, Kevin, to getting back into the playoff or back into the Super Bowl?
23.
So that's where we stand at right now. So, yeah, I think he should be. And I do think there are options out there, but I don't know if you can do it midseason and then have the coaching search that you want to have and it work out the way you want it to. off air on Twitter earlier today. I saw Jeff Kavanaugh answer a question, and somebody asked him, "Fix the dirt or fix the Dallas Cowboys in three moves."
Fix the dirt.
Oh,
cutters.
Just bring Dirk Nowitzki in as the head coach, and everything's gonna be fine. But fix the Dallas Cowboys in three moves. And he said, "Bring in Sean Payton, or fire Garrett. Bring in Sean Payton. Pay him $100 million and something else. I can't remember what it was, but it all revolved around Sean Payton." Here's the question. If Sean Payton, if you get him, he has 2 years left on his contract with the New Orleans Saints. That's going to require you to have to give up draft picks for Sean Payton. Are you willing to give up draft picks for a coach? 877-881-1053.
No.
He's good. I don't think he's ever going to leave New Orleans. He can look at New Orleans and say, yes, I have a great relationship with Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones still loves me. Jerry Jones looks at me as the one that got away. And as soon as he wants me, he can have me anytime. All right? Wow. That's what he says with
that.
And every time the New Orleans Saints want to talk about contract, all he's got to do is leverage the Cowboys against him. And he gets whatever he wants because the Saints
Randy
love him.
Randy Johnson, Roger Clemens.
Yeah, he's the Saint. The Saints love him. Why would he ever want to leave? They'll give him as much money as they want as he wants.
All right. I don't love this statistic, and someday this is going to change, but this is where I trot out the no head coach has ever won a Super Bowl with two different teams argument.
Okay, all right.
But the other thing that I think is more viable is he's going to cost you a one.
Probably two.
And I'm out.
Probably two number one picks.
I'm not doing that.
See, here's where I stand, where I don't trust Jerry Jones to go out and find a head coach unless it costs somebody them something like that. I don't trust him to go find the next whoever, the next McVay, the next anything. I don't trust Jerry Jones in the process where they go find, because I've seen what they've went and found, and you read off the list, Corey.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good.
Yeah.
So unless it costs them something in order to get the head coach, I don't see them going out and finding the next big thing. So go find somebody else's next big thing that they've already had success with.
Shortly after the conclusion of the 16 season, Sean Payton said his plans were to remain in New Orleans, and then said he planned to finish his career with the Saints. That is not, and he has a quarterback that you heard it earlier. This is a quarterback that he thinks, hey, if I call a play in, I have the greatest quarterback to change up the play to make it more formidable for him. I think it is very similar to a Greg Popovich, Tim Duncan situation. He's got all these good things going. Why would I ever want to leave until this guy retires at least? And I don't know when Drew Brees is going to plan on retiring. The dude looks like he'll play until he's 60, all right?
He's been playing incredible.
So, like, why would he give up on that quarterback, for one, and just leave that guy behind? And then whenever he retires, what makes you think that he's not going to say, you know what, I've already got the next guy. I've already started grooming him under Drew Brees. I'm going to be fine. I just don't see Sean Payton being willing to leave to come to the Cowboys.
What if they paid him like twice as much?
I don't know how. I think he could still try and get the money from the Saints. I think whatever he wants from the Saints, he can get. He built that program, man.
Okay. And I get everything that you're saying, but let's operate
at some point. There's got to be a price.
Let's operate in a world that you found whatever it was that would make him interested in jumping over to the Cowboys. If it costs you a first, if it costs you a first and a second, what is the price range that you're willing to hit for this?
He's one of the most creative and understanding of the game coaches there is. I don't want to give up a pick for him because you're right. If I give up a pick, he's got to come in here and bring in a new thing, right? He's got to bring in a new culture. Now, he did bring in Marcus Colston. Wasn't he like a fifth, seventh round pick?
He was a seventh round pick.
You know, he has been. I mean, his quarterback was a retread quarterback. As people sometimes do forget, they said, hey, we're going with Philip Rivers. Sorry, Drew Brees, you're short, you're not big enough, you're not strong enough, and your shoulders hurt because you're weak and you can't handle the NFL. And so Sean Payton said, he's one of the most accurate quarterbacks. All I got to do is protect him. So he said, let's figure that out. And went and got that guy. I think that Sean Payton can go find you value. I do think he can do it. So I'd be willing to give up a pick. I'd be willing to give up a first rounder and probably a couple seconds
A couple of seconds.
If that's what it was going to take, yeah, because I do think he can find value and put together something. Dude, he has a quarterback on his roster that he uses for bit plays. All right, that's only reason that quarterback is on his roster, so he can run around and do bit plays the entire time. He's come up with names. You've been like, how did that guy even have a career still? And then all of a sudden, bam, there they are making huge impressions on the league. Now he has only won one Super Bowl, but that team is always competitive. And it's because he has the perfect combination of good quarterback, strong arm, and a good head coach that knows how to use them. That's what you need. And so I would say that they're going to have to get another quarterback, because I don't know if I believe that they can make Dak that guy.
All right.
You don't think Sean Payton has got the scheming ability to be able to build an offense around Dak's abilities and pluses and not really focus on his minuses? You think there's too many negatives to Dak in order for Sean Payton to be able to do that?
I think one of the keys to Drew Brees' career has been accuracy.
Right.
I do agree with Troy Aikman where you either have it or you don't. Mm-hmm. And we even asked Broadus one night, how do you make a quarterback more accurate? And he was like, I don't know. I've never seen a guy that was inaccurate become an accurate quarterback before. And so that's going to be a problem, because you got to gain trust with your receiver somehow that the ball is going to be delivered to the spot, the exact spot where it's supposed to be. And I just don't know if he can deliver that consistently every time. But you're right. This is a guy that can create an offense. He did it with Kerry Collins mm-hmm. whenever he was the Giants offensive coordinator up there. And he did it with Tony Romo. And he did it with, he tried to do it with Drew Henson and stuff too. He is a guy that comes up with creative things. But he does have a history of having quarterbacks that have a certain grouping of things, that qualities about themselves that Dak doesn't have all of those. So I don't know. I don't think he could do it. I think he's the kind of guy that would like to try and challenge it. I just don't know if he would be able to.
All right. So overwhelmingly, man, on the fan text and the 817, absolutely, I would give up a draft pick for Sean Payton. From the 682, I'd give up a first rounder. From another 682, I would definitely give up a first rounder. From the 214, I would give up a first and a fourth. Somebody said they would give up a first, a fourth, and a sixth. And then somebody said I would give all of our picks in the 2019 NFL draft to get Sean Payton.
Only if Drew Brees is coming with him. I'd give up an entire draft for that.
You're not getting Drew Brees. You're not getting Drew Brees.
You don't say, you go, hey, you want 7 draft picks. We just want your head coach and quarterback. Your quarterback's about to retire.
Yeah, they got Teddy Bridgewater.
They do have Teddy Bridgewater. Man, I think I'd take Teddy Bridgewater.
All right, so Drew Brees over Drew Brees, 40 going into next season.
He signed
season.
A 2-year, $50 million deal, and his contract will be up after 2019. There's a potential out in 2020 for the New Orleans Saints. So he's pretty much, he can be a 2020. He can be with you until 2020. It's just going to cost you 7 picks. Holy crap!
Well, hold on.
The way this team looks right now, I'd have to do it.
I mean, of course you would do it, because you're going to do that for Payton. A first and 2 seconds is essentially your entire draft, scale.
I'm giving up, like somebody said, Taco and Jalen Smith and Randy Gregory.
Okay, well, only one of those players they're going to want.
No, that's what I'm doing. Oh, okay. Look at the picks. Out of the three, out of a first and 2 seconds, I've picked Taco and Jalen Smith and Randy Gregory, so I'm fine with giving up that for that.
What if instead it costs you
first and Stephen Jones?
A first, a second, and Zach Martin.
I don't know if I could give up Zach Martin. That's my best offensive lineman for the next 5 years. Like, that's going to be my best guy. Okay, what are you doing right now? Like, I don't want to have to do that. What are you doing?
We already just trade for Drew Brees. I'm just giving up easy.
I'll give up 5 draft picks. I'll give up 5 draft picks for Drew Brees and Sean Payton.
All right, then I want a first, a second, a first, a second, and a first.
Oh, deals off the table. I'm going to settle for Jason Garrett and mediocrity and my $5 billion corporation.
All right, watch me on the Super Bowl.
You're not making it to the Super Bowl this year.
Am I not?
No, you're going to lose the Chiefs.
I don't know, man. The New Orleans Saints look pretty damn good right now. If you had to make an argument about who's the third best team in the NFL behind the Rams and the Chiefs, would the New Orleans Saints not be in your conversation?
Yeah, absolutely. The Saints are always there for me, though. I love the quarterback that much.
So,
good God, I love
and
that
And so you wouldn't trade all those trades to get the quarterback?
I would. No, that's a lot of first-round picks, dude.
I mean, that is. I mean, Kevin kept trying to see how much more he could get out of you.
Yeah, all right, no, he all does right. it. You Be can, realistic here.
You'll win this negotiation. I'll just take your first and second in 19 and 20. I just took a first rounder off the table.
I want that other first rounder back. I'm gonna need to figure out how to get that one back.
And I want Zach Martin.
I'm gonna have to trade some picks. I'm gonna have to trade something. I'm gonna have to figure it out. Man.
What if the Saints are listening right now, and all you're doing is upping what we're going to have to give away?
Yeah, dude. The Saints listen all the time.
Are you gonna care, or are you gonna care that we got Sean Payton and Drew Brees?
I'm gonna care if it started out we were just gonna give them a few draft picks, to now we're giving them all the draft picks and Zach Martin.
In what universe was that ever gonna work? Hey, I'll give you a handful of junky draft picks for your franchise.
I have a feeling you can use that on Friday. I really do. I feel like it's gonna be working out for you. Here, I got an idea. How about we give you a king cake?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, yeah, you do. Oh, you want a king cake, don't you? You want a king cake, New Orleans. It's got a little baby inside. You're going to eat the baby.
A baby?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be the king cake, baby. Yes.
But
all
it's
right,
not a
deal.
Real baby.
Just
right?
say deal.
No, I
say
don't want
king
that.
Say king cake for
eat
Sean
the
Payton.
The baby!
I will not.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.